Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another hour of your favorite sports gambling show.
What's this going to be?
Moneyline.
Oh, are you kidding me? Humdiddly D!
With the two best hosts to ever do it.
I love my contract. Love my teammates.
Donnie Wrightside.
Do what the Sixers did, Charlotte. Just win 7 games a year for 4 years. Eventually, you'll find somebody, and you'll be on the upswing again if it works out in your favor.
And Kevin Walsh.
Let me tell you how crazy talented the NBA is right now. I'm not even trying to get into a debate. He's not even the most talented offensive big man in the NBA right now, in my honest opinion.
Are you kidding?
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Best start of your day is officially now underway. It is a Wednesday afternoon right here on SiriusXM Channel 159. It's time for Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside here on a solo mission. Major League Baseball already underway. So you know me. I'm going to get a little solo missions today. We'd like to review the entire card or see how many games we can possibly get. And along with the hottest topics across the sports landscape and also your phone calls. Wide open here for the next hour. 844-843-6879 are the numbers to get through. Now, I'm taking a look here at some of the latest scoring updates. 1-0 St. Louis over Cincinnati. That's the top of the fourth inning. And also 6-0. That's Detroit over Pittsburgh currently right now. Now, let me change this up because sometimes look at the odds board and doubleheaders really don't get brought up in the correct fashion. All right, 7-0 now, Tigers. Bottom of the fifth inning, they are absolutely lighting up the Pittsburgh Pirates. This morning we talked on the early line. What do you think was going to happen over these doubleheaders? Well, I thought in game number one that Pittsburgh would lose, Detroit would win, and then Paul Skeens will take them out in game number two, handle his business, and you get a 1-1 split. But this game, a lot of runs here for Detroit, something that they're usually not used to, and I believe they put Kerry Carpenter on the IL, one of their better hitters, and still doing this damage. Now, I am invested this afternoon. I do have a couple RBI props which are going to hit, but the game in process right now that I have some RBI in are the Cardinals and the Reds. I do have a couple shots here on the Cardinals. They're up 1-0, but I don't have any RBI props in the door just yet. Take a look. Alec Burleson is up at the plate right now. I have Nootbaar and Gorman as my two batters. Gorman is 0-for-1. Nootbaar is 1-for-2. Burleson is up now. And looks like a runner is on base, which would be Paul Goldschmidt, who just forced a walk. So hopefully we can watch this baseball game and get a cash delivery here in the afternoon to start. Now, I did have 6 total pitchers that I am fading today. But if we are taking a look at the reasoning behind why I went early today on a Cardinals-Reds game, because the fade here was on Montas. Now, also, sometimes the longer you go in the Major League Baseball season, the more statistics you can use for yourself in order to make yourself a better handicapper. So, let me just set the table for today, and we take a look at the game, which, again, is in the fourth inning. I don't have any RBI in, but here's my thought process behind it. If we take a look and put, let's just say, we'll go 10 innings. Minimum of 10 innings pitched here on the season. If we look at the card today, 29 pitchers are on that card. Frankie Montas of Cincinnati, for me, is 28 out of 29. ERA 4.61, not great. XFIP minus number 127. That puts us right in the strike zone. A lot of walks, not a lot of strikeouts, balls in play, decent weather conditions. It usually adds up. Now, if we take a look at some of the reasoning why I went with certain batters here is, if we take a look at how it lined up, let me just bring up today's games here in just a moment. Now they're already underway. All right. Donovan, Nootbaar, Goldschmidt, Arenado, Burleson, Gorman, Herrera, Wynn, and Ciani were listed. Now, let me get the updated numbers here to make sure that was the final batting roster that we're using here for that Cincinnati Reds game. All right, let me bring that up. So we'll go St. Louis. Okay. Donovan, Nootbaar, Goldschmidt, Burleson, Gorman, Herrera, Carpenter, Wynn, and Ciani. Reason I did that is I want to make sure that we had everything lined up perfectly. The two guys I went with, number two hole, Lars Nootbaar, number five hole, Nolan Gorman. Both of those batters are left-handers. If we take a look at Frankie Montas this season, he has struggled, particularly over the last 30 days, with left-handed batters. 49 batters he's faced, a 186 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 380. But sometimes now you can dive a little bit deeper into the numbers and bring up some of those splits of saying, okay, let's really get focused. If we take a look at the splits on Montas this year between lefties and righties, weighted on base percentage to lefties as a whole, 375, not very good. Righties, 282. So obviously, my focal point in this roster was the left-handed batters. Gorman, a 239 ISO. Nootbaar, 195 ISO. Actually, no, let me just get those numbers also backed up here. All right, last 30 days. Nootbaar's a 302 ISO, and Gorman's a 275. Absolutely crushing right-handed pitching, which is exactly what we wanted here. Now, taking a look at some of those splits to go just a little bit deeper here. We're taking a look at this game. Where is it being played? It's in Cincinnati. So you say, okay, it's in Cincinnati. Let's just see where these sort of numbers can come up here for us. And you're taking a look at who is actually getting the best of who. So left-handed batters at home versus Frankie Montas, 342 as a weighted on base percentage. So it does drop a little bit, but still above that 325 that we like to take a look at. And by the way, my buzzer went off on my phone that says, congratulations. And that's from Bet365. So let me just go back and take a quick look. And now we have a 2-0 lead. And you know who got that RBI right here? Let's see. Boop, 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 boop. Gorman. 1-for-2 with an RBI. We already made plus money in that game. Fantastic. Now, so we are profitable. Now we're looking for the home run, which would mean let's get the next guy in the door, which is Lars Nootbaar. So Gorman's in the door. Fantastic, just the way we wanted to play. But getting back to some of those numbers that we like to take a look at, those XFIP numbers come into play because that gives you the ability to, the home run, right, is the ultimate goal in an RBI. So you want to see that number and how it lays out. So you're going over home, away splits, XFIP numbers. But on the season, that XFIP number is a 5.30 to left-handed batters. And that's where the focus is for what you want to see, right? That's the focus. So we just took that in hand. And sometimes you can even take a look at some of the splits between lefty and righty home. But I just wanted to take a look at two guys with unbelievable ISO power numbers and weighted on base percentages over the last month against a pitcher that has struggled a little bit with getting left-handed batters out. Worked out in my favor, even though the splits for Frankie Montas are much, much worse on the road than they are at home. But still serviceable where you expected that that XFIP number would be able to give up some runs, just in totality. So it worked out in our favor here. Was it a great handicap? Not really the less. But Nootbaar needs to get in the door. Gorman's already in the door. And just want to take a look here quickly at what that price point that I got here is. Because sometimes you're betting, I have, what, 8 total RBI props in on the day. And obviously, as you know, one just cashed in. And I believe he was, Nootbaar was a lot higher, plus 210 price. Gorman, plus 165. Let me see if that's the number I actually got in the door officially here. Let's see. Okay, so we'll go to settled. Plus 170 price we had on Gorman, and he's cashed at this point. So we're in the door, and now we're just waiting on the other one, which again, let's see what we got here. Unsettled bets. Boy, sometimes it takes so hard to navigate around this stuff when you're just trying to look at who you want. Nootbaar's a plus 215. He's next on our list here. That's who we're rooting for. We're already in with a plus money prop. Just wanted to get that out of the way and let you guys know what I was looking at. Now, we're going to take this to the next step because there's a couple fade pitchers here that we're going to talk about today. It's Chris Flexen, Ryan Pepiot, Ty Block, Tyler Anderson for Los Angeles, and James Paxton. So we do have, originally had 10 players on the roster, but two of those guys aren't starting. Both of those catchers, typically, sometimes on those day games, day-night games that you have, Danny Jansen of Toronto and also Shane Langeliers of Oakland are not in the lineups today, or at least listed in those lineups. So there's a couple other guys we'll get after, but I think it's a very profitable day that started fantastic, as I love when the buzzer gets hit here. And we can cash in on some early props. So we'll take a look at some of those other Major League Baseball games. But there are some hot topics I want to get to. Scotty Scheffler, charges dropped. Bronny and his draft status. Of course, the Major League Baseball card today. And the record books in Major League Baseball. Do we agree with what's going on? So many hot topics to get to. 1 hour to get to them right here on the best hour of your day. It's Moneyline. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's a solo mission. And we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
RBI shots aplenty here in Detroit, people. 8-0 Detroit Tigers in game one of their day doubleheader. Had a game start at, what, around 12:30-ish. Next game's supposed to start at 4 o'clock. Love those day doubleheaders. Get two games in before, you know, ostensibly dinner comes to the plate. And they are getting hammered, the Pirates, at this point here. We'll see where this game ends up with City Connect uniforms for the Motor City Detroit Tigers. Interesting getup. By the way, by and large, the City Connect jersey's horrendous across Major League Baseball. Just wanted to get that out of the way. I mean, really, really bad. All right, before we get back to some of these handicaps in Major League Baseball, I do want to get to, because I think there's a lot of money to be made this afternoon, and I don't think we're under the crunch here either. Texas and Arizona, I don't really have anybody on my odds board here for some of the numbers I like to look at, but I can't fault anybody to go, hey, Donnie, it's Corey Seager. You just take them on a night-to-night basis to either hit a home run to get an RBI and it works out in your favor. I can't blame you on that. So Corey Seager probably at 2:35 p.m. at the start of Arizona and Texas. He'll probably get an RBI, not betting it. Philadelphia and San Francisco, 3:45, not betting that game either. San Diego, Miami, 4:10. Not betting that game either. Dodgers and Mets. I do have a bet in that game. So we got a lot of time to get to that. But how do we feel when you hear some of the news that comes down the line? Because I always like instant takes, you know. Hot takes, they're fun. I get it. But sometimes you want to put some thought behind the processes of these hot takes. Now, if anybody was watching over the past, I don't know, social media, 24 hours, and I believe we're not going to get official. Or maybe we do have the announcement. I saw the beat writers yesterday. It's Major League Baseball. And it's the combination of the Negro Leagues putting their statistics in now with Major League Baseball. And I see a lot of people happy, a lot of people upset. You know, the thought process is behind that, too. It's like, well, if you disagree, you got to be a racist. Nonsense. Let's just get to the bottom of what makes sense and what doesn't here. Because there is going to be a lot of shakeup on players from two different leagues colliding. Not on the same circumstances, not on the same players they play, on the same fields they play, and heck, even some shoddy record keeping that could get in the way. But I say this, you know, honestly. When you say it, it's like, for me, it's like, I don't think they should be combining two leagues and records, because what's next? Like, you say, well, you know, women for the longest time weren't allowed to play in the NBA, and then in 30 years, women are allowed to play in the NBA, and you say, okay, let's combine statistics. Really nonsensical. But at the same time, we've been bastardized across the board with our Hall of Fames anyway. They're all a joke at this point. And also, once I grow up, I should say, and realize what the case of sports are for a lot of times. It's, you know, making amends, making things correct, honoring your past. I get that. But there's no need to have two different leagues and say, all right, let's put in the Negro Leagues, let's put in the Mexican Leagues, let's put in the French Leagues, let's put in the Dominican Leagues. There's no need for that. That's why they're separate leagues. It's no big deal. And you could show respect to each one of those leagues. But also, just getting back to the point of the Hall of Fame. You know a Hall of Famer when you see him, guys, don't you? When you and your friends are together, and you say the words, Michael Jordan, Hall of Fame, yes or no? Every single person that you've been around would say yes. LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal. Like, there's no real arguments on who the greatest players of all time are going to be, and you can easily say yes. But the fact that when I learned, it's like, okay, well, Major League Baseball technically and the NBA technically and the NFL, separate entities own the Hall of Fame. So hear me out on this. If we know players who are very good, But it's not the Hall of Very Good. They're the Halls of Fame, which means the greatest players from your generation are placed into. And that's what I'm going to start the conversation with. When you hear about the greatest players, you know exactly who you're talking about. Because you don't have to have an argument, and you can say, yes, that player's in the Hall of Fame. You know, Barry Sanders comes up. Is he a Hall of Famer? Of course he is. Joe Montana? Of course he is. Tom Brady? Of course he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Wayne Gretzky in hockey? Yes. Like, there's no doubt about it, guys. But when I realized the business of, hey, nobody's going to come to see our Hall of Fame unless we're constantly putting new people in to bring new attractions here, nobody's going to come here. It's almost like the, you know, theme park, Great Adventure, the Six Flags parks, and here it's Great Adventure. Universal Studios, Florida, let's just say, and California has one. Disney World, Disneyland, you get the point here. If there are no new rides or attractions put in, less people will come if they've already been there once or twice. Yeah, been there, done that, seen that before. But at Disney, you add a ride like Tron. Hey, I got to get down there and see Tron. Universal Studios adds, I don't know, a Spider-Man ride. Got to get down there. It's brand new for this year. If you rode all the roller coasters and went on all the rides and they haven't been updated in 10 years, you're not going to go. Now, granted, there are great players that do get in the Hall of Fame, but sometimes there's years that just don't make sense to me. And it's so I realized it was an actual business and not the process of putting people in. Because the ones I always get the most mad at are the veteran committee ones where, hey, look, man, this guy didn't get voted in for 15 years, but the veterans finally put him in. You're not a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying you have to get on the first ballot because sometimes those first ballots are tough to get on because of the class you are in. But if you got voted 15 straight years of not being a Hall of Famer, guess what? Newsflash. You're not a Hall of Famer. And that's just where I stand on it. So it sort of melds into the point where, do you think statistics from different leagues should be joined? Absolutely not. But the sports leagues have already told us the record books are thrown out. Because also, how do you compare who's doing what anyway? Because in the NFL, there was once a 14-game season. Now we're on the verge of an 18-game season. So what are those actual numbers going to line up to be? And back in the day, you can get away with murder on defense. And now you can't do that. There were steroid years in Major League Baseball. Now there are not. There were juiced baseball errors in Major League Baseball. There were dead baseball errors. There were guys like Babe Ruth hitting more home runs than the entire league combined because nobody else could do that. And there were also fields back in the day. The design was, hopefully we don't give up too many home runs because if we lose baseballs, we lose revenue. Do you see how crazy that is? So the thought process, you might spend the day on it and realize, cool Papa Bell or Josh Gibson is now in the Hall of Fame, now in the record books. It doesn't matter because they're going to change it up in 10 to 15 years anyway. And you'll let other people in, different leagues in. And that's what I mean. The whole bastardized process here started with the Hall of Fames, letting non-Hall of Famers in just to gain added revenue. And once you see that game, it's no big deal. Don't lose sleep over if, yes, you like the combination of league statistics or not. It's no big deal because it's going to change on a year-to-year basis at this point anyway. Just enjoy sports for what they are. It's a making money entity, which means if you're betting money and listening to The Right Side, baby, you should be making money because we already got an RBI prop in the door. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get the winning edge, people. You got it right here. It's your boy DRS on a solo mission. In the afternoon on a Wednesday, right here on the Sports Grid Network Sirius, XM Channel 159. One RBI in the prop, excuse me, in the door already as we wait for the second one. And that second one now, we focus on Lars Nootbaar here of the St. Louis Cardinals. If we're taking a look at the scores up on the board right now, Cardinals 3, Red 0. That is in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Detroit is absolutely clowning the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-0 currently right now. That is in the end of the sixth inning. Keep in mind, that's the first game of the series. Excuse me, first game today of a doubleheader between Pittsburgh and Detroit. And then, of course, 2:35 Eastern, which is coming up in just a few moments. It's Arizona and Texas. I don't have an official play in that game. But if you went Corey Seager for an RBI, ain't going to hurt you on that one. because that dude straight up is battling. 7 home runs total in 7 games. That is what we call...
This is how we do it.
Yeah, this is how we do it is exactly correct. I mean, he is absolutely hammering away in a very bad AL West. All right, let's get to some hot topics. We're going to get to this Major League Baseball card in the next segment because there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games we want to get to and explain exactly my thought processes on those. But we are profitable already today. 1-1 is a profit when you take RBI props 99% of the time because you're getting plus money. Now we're just going to see if we can get that 2-0 sweep here in that St. Louis game, and away we go for the rest of the afternoon. Because I'm just going to let you know, guys on my card today, Bo Bichette, Brent Rooker, Jose Ramirez, David Fry, Aaron Judge, JD Martinez. So we'll give you a little bit of a taste of those players in just a bit. But if anybody also watching the news today and remembers how crazy it was down at Valhalla for the PGA Championship. On that Friday morning, we were live on the air on the early line, Ben and myself, doing live play-by-play coverage, not on golf itself, on Scottie Scheffler getting arrested. We saw the tapes come out last week, but didn't have a great vantage point, I guess, of an explanation of exactly what was going on. Well, today, the charges against Scottie Scheffler have been officially dropped. Jefferson County Attorney Mike O'Connell announced on Wednesday, and they should have. The wild part about this is we did have cameras, but as always, a police officer does have his camera on him that wasn't turned on. Seems like that happens more times than not when we need a case that we have to have a GoPro on the police officer to make sure his story corroborates, with what actually went on. We saw the tape. Nothing happened. Nobody got dragged. Nobody acted out of school. So if you are, again, Scottie Scheffler doesn't need money in saying, like, you know what? Let me sue the pants off of the county that did this to me. Wrongful, you know, I'm trying to get to work. I was apprehended. Nothing happened. And the cop basically lied about exactly what happened. But the issue is not what was caught on tape and what happened. It's just the audacity of the police report that came out. And if you didn't have any tape and you read it, it basically read as follows. Guy didn't listen to me. He had his car, ran me down, knocked me over. I hurt myself. My pants ripped. I got abrasions all over me. I'm lucky I didn't die, and we apprehended the guy and booked him down at the precinct. Not what happened. Scottie Scheffler pulled over. Nobody got dragged down. The cop ran up to the car, and looks like he fabricated the entire story. Like it was just made up out of thin air. And thank goodness there were so many people around and cameras around, which wasn't the police officer's camera, to set the story straight and drop the charges, which they always should have been. Now imagine if we didn't have that, and it was just cop's word versus Scottie Scheffler's word and how that would turn out, which was such a wild scene to get back to. For a person that's not used to being in trouble, like Scottie Scheffler, getting booked and arraigned on, you know, assault on a cop before a PGA championship round is kind of wild that he even came back to the tournament and played. But I would assume at that point, because I was under the impression, he's probably not coming back. He's not going to be in this tournament. There's no way you can do this right or wrong. But he probably had such a strong conviction, sitting in that jail cell as he said, stretching to get ready. It's like, I don't even know why I'm here, to be honest. I need to get out of here, and I need to go do my job, which is play golf in this major tournament. Which, when you think about it, him coming back now makes a lot of sense because, as he put it, was a misunderstanding, and not on his part, apparently, on the police officer's part of what actually happened. But as we were reading the bylines and the reports came out, like, wow, Scotty could be in really trouble. This is going to be him versus this cop, and if there are anything, like, is he going to get arrested? Is he going to do jail time? Is he going to be banned from the PGA? Well, granted, it didn't get that far, but you can imagine. And that's now why I look at this, like, man, I can't believe he actually played on that Friday morning with these allegations flying around. Well, he knew exactly what happened, and it was nothing that happened. So it's now not even a surprise that he came back and played well, saying, like, I can't believe I just had this whole hour and a half of my life taken away here. So let me get back on the golf course, do my job. I did nothing wrong. Well, let the legal process run through. The legal process has run through. He did nothing wrong. Let's cap some action in Major League Baseball coming up next right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Lars Nootbaar with a runner on second base was Brendan Donovan struck out. So that's not what we wanted to see. We wanted to see the complete sweep here before the fifth inning ended, but we're not going to get that. Now, one out in the top of the fifth inning, St. Louis up 3-0. Paul Goldschmidt at the plate, followed by Alec Burleson and then Nolan Gorman, who, again, already have a cashed-in ticket on Nolan Gorman. We'll see how this one plays out. Any more updates will certainly keep the people invested, but I'm watching also live right now on the MLB Network, Detroit at 8-0 lead in the bottom of the seventh inning against the Pittsburgh Pirates. But let's get focused on some of the angles that we like to play today. Now, granted, sometimes you have a large computer screen like I do, wraps around, you can put multiple screens on it. You can bring up a lot of different statistics here and have some fun with it. If we're looking just at the general statistics from what I like to use in Major League Baseball, you want to look at the grand scheme of things. And that's on the pitchers who are actually dealing and the pitchers who are not dealing today. If we took a look at 29 pitchers today that I've rated on the card, the very best is Paul Skenes. How about that? 58 xFIP minus and an ERA of 2.25. He's the best xFIP minus pitcher on the card today. The very worst is James Paxton with a 138 xFIP minus and an ERA of 3.49. Isn't that crazy? Worst pitcher on the card today is an ERA under 3.5 because those analytical numbers that he has are absolutely terrible. Now, you can actually take things with a fine-tooth comb now by changing some of the conditions and taking a look at the home and away splits on xFIP. Now, granted, you hear I didn't say xFIP minus because xFIP minus has to deal with away and home, but we're going to split the difference and just take that out of the equation. Worst pitcher on the card today from a statistic of, which way are we going first? Home is James Paxton, but James Paxton isn't home today. He's on the road, but still, I'm going to show you where that lines up. Logan Allen of Cleveland. And the Guardians here, let me see where the Guardians are. The Guardians are on the road, right? Let's see. There's so many things to click back and forth here. Let's see. Cleveland, where are you at? Help me out. Yes, Cleveland is on the road against Colorado. So Logan Allen, but it's only a 4.18 xFIP number. So it's not too bad. Let me just set this and get this in line perfectly here. Verlander also, how about this? A 5.85 xFIP number. Terrible. Terrible at home. But Verlander's not at home today. But you know who isn't home today? Chris Flexen, Chicago White Sox, 5.58 xFIP. And that's why we filter in with my guy, Bo Bichette, today. Now, if we are taking a look at how bad he's been at home, which means fly balls will be in the air, and also a home ERA of 6.50. So he's checking a lot of the boxes here at this point. Now, if we're looking at the lineup today and going over Chris Flexen's numbers based on lefties and righties, he's actually a little bit worse against lefties. Here's the issue, though. Not a lot of great lefties in the lineup today. If you were playing lefties, would be Dalton Varsho and Kevin Kiermaier. But I'm more focused on a right-handed batter right in the middle of that lineup, and that's Bo Bichette. Over the past 30 days against right-handed pitching, Bo Bichette, a 183 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of 407. Love that. Strikeout rate for him, 10%, which is fantastic, which means Bo Bichette's going to put the ball in play. And the reason why I love him to get an RBI today is pretty simple. And what is his RBI number that we have? Bichette is a plus 140 price. Look ahead of him today. It's Davis Schneider. And is that an official Danny Jansen? I don't think I have the starting lineups out yet. But Danny Jansen wasn't on my number today for Bet365, so I left him off. If he's in, I'm actually going to make another play on him. But right now, we just have Bo Bichette. Because if it is Schneider, 332 weighted on base percentage. Danny Jansen, 425 weighted on base percentage. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 464. Bo Bichette, in that cleanup role anticipated today, a 183 ISO and a 407 weighted on base percentage. The reason why we love Bo Bichette is the first three guys ahead of him, heavy weighted on base percentages, which means those guys are getting on base. More ducks on the pond, more chances for Bo Bichette to do some damage. That's what we like to see. And that's why we're going after him. So that's why you take a look at it and say, okay, Flexen's at home today. 60-degree temperatures, wind blowing out double digits to left field. You pick a right-handed batter to send that ball up in the air. And for a guy who tends to throw fly balls and not get a ton of strikeouts, that's Chris Flexen. That makes a lot of sense. That's where you should go. Now, also, if we're taking a look at other home players here, home pitchers, I should say, right in front of Chris Flexen is Ryan Pepio with a 5.11 xFIP number at home, which is pretty crazy because you would figure if you're a Tampa Bay pitcher, you would have statistics that would be much, much better at home than they are on the road. That's not really the case. And also sometimes You got to take some of these hot batters in the lineup and just say, okay, sometimes they can override some of these pitchers. Case in point, I just told you the analytical numbers of Ryan Pepiot are really bad. 5.65 ERA at home, 5.11 xFIP. That's bad. But if you look at the season in totality, the numbers for Pepiot are actually decent. ISO power number at 142. Weighted on base percentage, 264. That's phenomenal. How about in the last 30 days? An 095 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 259. But what that tells you is that he's getting lucky. The analytical numbers are telling you right now that Chris Flexen should be hit around. And he's due to get hit around. And quite frankly, at home, he does get hit around. High ERA, high xFIP number. So the guy we're going to focus on here is actually Brent Rooker. Due to hit up third in the lineup, once the official lineup comes out, we'll be able to solidify that. But he's got a 258 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 473. Now, here's what's nice about that lineup. The focus for you should be is on guys that have done well against right-handed pitching. Because I just told you, Ryan Pepiot has some very good numbers against lefties and righties. But look at the weighted on base percentages here before you even get to Rooker. Abraham Toro, 363. J.J. Blade, 351. Before you get to Rooker, who's a 258 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 473. And by the way, behind him, Miguel Andujar, only 7 at-bats. You take that with a grain of salt. 381 weighted on base percentage. Shane Langeliers, 373 ISO, 459 weighted on base percentage. You got a nice lineup on Oakland today through those first five batters. So that's really what you want to take a look at and say, okay, I think guys will be on base for Brent Rooker and a chance to drive him in. Also had Langeliers in the lineup, but I don't know if he's playing today. Wasn't on the odds board here, bet365, because he's got some monster numbers. 373 ISO, weighted on base percentage, 459 against right-handed pitching, but apparently he might be getting the day off being a catcher. We'll see if that comes to fruition once those finalized numbers are out there. But I do like that. Now, the next game that we're going to take a look at is one we were just talking about previous, and Cleveland is on the road taking on Ty Block. So we want to focus on how these pitchers are doing at home. Ty Block isn't terrible here, guys, but it is a 4.67 xFIP number at home, which means he should get hit around. And if we're taking a look at the lineup here going against Ty Block, who struggles with right-handed batters more than lefties, Ramirez and Fry absolutely stick out at this point. They really do. Jose Ramirez, who is a switch hitter, who's been absolutely flat-out unconscious this year, against left-handed pitching over the past 30 days, 393 ISO, weighted on base percentage of 507. He's got to be on your card, people. By the way, the guy in front of him, Andrés Giménez, 350 ISO. We should get on base. Should have some ducks on the pond, but he might be able to do it himself. But how about David Fry? In the five hole, people. 29 at-bats against left-handed pitching over the past 30 days. David Fry, a 667 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 692. And we're talking about playing in Colorado, people. Where you know what the temperature is today in Colorado? Yeah, it's not 32 degrees. It's 78 degrees at first pitch, and it's a 6-mile-an-hour wind blowing out to dead center field. So is it a huge wind that's blowing out there? Not necessarily. But will it help? Absolutely. Warm weather conditions, Coors Field, a pitcher that should give it up, a couple right-handed batters to get in the mix. I don't think we can go wrong at this point. So we'll put that 4.67 xFIP number to the test here and ride out the Cleveland Guardians. So next up here on the docket, we do have Los Angeles. And that is Tyler Anderson, who is at home for this matchup today. 4.31 xFIP number for Tyler Anderson. But the issue is that it's like that's one of those that's borderline for me to go after. But when I tell you Aaron Judge's limited at-bats over the past 30 days against left-handed pitching, what his numbers are, you wait and hear this, people, because it is outrageous. We'll be right back. More handicapping options today with RBI and other hot topics, includes the NBA as well. Donnie Wright's out on a solo mission right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Aaron Judge, people. That's a name that should be on your mind today. My guy's been a monster at the plate this year. He really has. I mean, absolutely phenomenal here. Pitchers see him at the plate. It's like, oh, no! Yeah, because he's a beast. Nobody wants to face this guy. And I told you before the break what we were actually looking at, his numbers. Limited at-bats, I understand. Last 30 days, he's only had 14 at-bats against left-handed pitchers. He's got a 900 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of 0.833. That is absolutely off of the charts. So Tyler Anderson today should be able to get hammered because his xFIP is high. He's pitching way above his pay grade right now. The ERA doesn't make sense matched upon on the analytics. We need to watch this. We need to see what happens, and that will include possibility of a home run today for Aaron Judge, which yesterday I had Soto and Judge. I had Soto and Judge each to get one RBI, and Soto and Judge each to get two RBI. Now, Juan Soto hit a home run and then also drove in another run, so it was pretty profitable. I believe Juan Soto was a plus 125 to get an RBI and a 4-1 price to get two RBI, which he covered that, you know, that number for me on both sides, so I didn't have to worry about losing money on Judge because it was still a plus money night. You get the picture at that point. But Aaron Judge tonight absolutely needs to be on your card. Also, talking about Paxton, who hasn't been a very good pitcher this season in Major League Baseball. ERA-wise, he's been getting away with it. But his road xFIP, 5.14. Now, I understand, people. The Mets aren't a very good team. And I understand if you'd say, Donnie, the afternoon, I don't need any losses before dinner. Stop the madness. You got to take J.D. Martinez today. You just do. 25 at-bats against left-handed pitching over the past 30 days, a 227 ISO, and a weighted on-base percentage of 482. He's got to be on your card because also, when you take a look at Paxton, outside of those xFIP numbers, 226 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage 364 to right-handed batters over his past 98. Which, again, you get a lot of right-handed batters going up against Paxton. Why? Because he's a lefty. And in the lineup today for the New York Mets, it is official. You only have one left-handed batter in the lineup. It's going to be Jeff McNeil. Everybody else will be from the right side here. J.D. Martinez, for me, is probably going to end up knocking in Francisco Lindor for an RBI. So that's who I took today. So if we're looking again at the RBI guys I have right now, Bo Bichette, Brent Rooker, Jose Ramirez, David Fry, Lars Nootbaar, Nolan Gorman, Aaron Judge, and J.D. Martinez. That's how we're going to get down today. Now, let's switch gears. NBA action. It's fantastic, isn't it? Thank goodness for the Western Conference. Thank goodness for a game number 5 that we'll be able to talk about much more tomorrow as well. And if we are looking at the Timberwolves, who played a very good game last night, boy, it was one of those where I said it on the morning show, afternoon show. I'm hunting triple doubles at big prices. And just to give you a number, yesterday at game time, about a half hour before tip, 29-1 was the price for a triple double for Anthony Edwards. Now, I've talked about this ad nauseum on the air. The FanDuel Sportsbook doesn't really give me any good boost anymore. It's maximum 10 bucks. They really cut me off since last football season. So I said to myself, you know what? I wasn't going to bet a lot on this, but boy, I am feeling an Anthony Edwards triple-double. And also FanDuel, they had, what, the 30% odds boost. But again, for me, instead of like 100 bucks or 200 bucks, it's a maximum bet of $10. So I said, all right, you know what? Let me put my money where my mouth is here. I'm not going to take the triple-double for Luka Doncic, even though I think he can get there. It's like a 3-1 price. By the way, he ended up getting there. I said, let me do a parlay here. Anthony Edwards triple-double. Rudy Gobert to get one block or more. And Luka Doncic to have at least 6 assists. Luka got his 6 assists. Rudy Gobert got his block. And Anthony Edwards turned on the gas pedal in the second half by getting 9 assists. He had none at the break. He got 9 in the second half. He missed his triple-double by 1 assist, which usually, it's like, you know, if I'm betting 50 bucks, 100 bucks, the impact would be a lot greater. But then again, I'm only betting 2, 3, or 4-1, you know, parlays if I put them together. This parlay was just short of 50-1. A $10 wager paid back $505. And in the second half, I sort of wasn't paying all that much attention to the game, trying to get my sleep in, but rolling over and, you know, checking some scores. When I saw with roughly 4 minutes to go, 3 minutes to go in the game, he had 9 rebounds and 9 assists. I'm like, oh, he could do this. My goodness, what's going to happen? And then with about 2 minutes to go, the rebound happened, which is, you know, easier to get than the assist. And I was just hoping for one more chance for Anthony Davis to get that, because there would have been two thought process behind it. Boy, why didn't I have more money on it? But number two is, wow, I really just hit a 50-1 parlay that paid on a $10 bet $505 back. Now, it didn't work out in my favor. It's a shame, and hopefully we can have that again. But looking at the triple-double market right now for the Minnesota Timberwolves-Dallas Mavericks game tomorrow night, it's not even close. Not even close to what we had it before. Let me just bring up the updated numbers here. Luka Doncic is at a 4-1 price, which is actually a better price than what you could have got him last game, which he got a triple-double. Anthony Edwards, who was 29-1, he's down to 10-1 now. I don't know if he gets the triple-double, but boy, was that, you can't come any closer the last two games to a triple-double than Anthony Edwards has been doing. We'll see if he can pull that off. But I hope we get a sixth game in the Western Conference. I liked what I saw. Karl Anthony Towns, as I coined the phrase this morning, was not Karl Anthony Clowns anymore. Big conversions from three-point range in that fourth quarter. Back-to-back possessions about, what, 5-6 minutes ago? Bang, bang. Puts him up for good. Late in that game, Anthony Edwards, slick little jump shot, ends that game effectively by putting them up two possessions late. I liked what I saw a lot for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I brought it up this morning when we had Coach James Young on, basically asking him the questions like, this is great, because if you win a basketball game with your B players really rising to the occasion and somebody surprises with 30 points, that's one thing. But I like when I win that basketball game on merit, where my best players took control of key situations late in the game and were able to lift my team to victory, which Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards were able to do. We'll see if they can do that in Game 5. We'll have much, much more on that tomorrow. But we'll end the show next. A couple more hot topics before we get out of here. Recap the RBI market, get you guys caught up on who's playing right now, and also some of the games that take place a little bit later tonight. By the way, good hockey action in the NHL as well, people. The Rangers lost. We all win, right? Absolutely. We'll be right back. Sonny Wright's out on a solo mission.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
One final segment here on a Wednesday afternoon. Hump day, getting you through the, I guess, shortened work week. Most people had off Monday here. It's already Wednesday. Tomorrow will be Thursday. The NBA's back. Full Major League Baseball card. You get the picture. We're going to make it there. That's why you listen to us right here on the Sports Grid Network. We help in those moments where you need some information to be filled in, which includes Major League Baseball coming up this afternoon, 3:45 p.m., so about an hour from now. Philadelphia Phillies slumping a bit here, taking on the San Francisco Giants. Then we have the Dodgers and the Mets, followed by the Marlins and the Padres, Pittsburgh and Detroit in game number two, and then we hit the night slate, which starts with Boston and Baltimore, Oakland and Tampa Bay. Once again, RBI shots for me, for Toronto, Bo Bichette, for Oakland, Brent Rooker, for Cleveland, Ramirez and Fry, for L.A., or excuse me, say against L.A. for the New York Yankees, it's Aaron Judge. And then I do have a Met in this, which might do me dirty, but I'm willing to take a chance on J.D. Martinez today. We'll see if it's profitable. Invested $200. Hopefully we get more than $200 back out of those RBIs. That will be a positive day for us as we move forward and have some fun. Wanted to leave here with this, too, because a lot of Bronny James news out. NBA draft, it's coming up on us sooner than later, I should say. Not a great draft. Maybe one of the worst in history from forms of excitement, which again, if you are getting drafted, pay still the same in the first round, pay still the same in the second round. So if it's a deep draft and you got paid in the first round, this isn't a deep draft. You're getting that same type of paycheck here in round number one. Bronny James saying, I'm only going to work out for the Los Angeles Lakers and the Phoenix Suns. Everybody else can go pound sand. It's kind of an interesting tactic, but it seems like the Lakers and the Suns already have an understanding behind the scenes of where Bronny James is going to go. And in a draft that is really bad, it's not a surprise that people would keep draft Bronny James to keep the father happy, maybe keep him in L.A. It's just the way it goes. Is he a first-round draft pick? In my mind, absolutely not. You can't score 4 points a game in college and say, you know what? I'm going to leave after playing on a bad basketball team and can't crack the starting lineup, playing 19 or 20 minutes a night and not doing much of anything. And don't give me that excuse out there that he plays good defense. The hell does that mean in the NBA? And by the way, he doesn't play good defense like Rudy Gobert, we all clown, who's a four-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year, who is tall and long as all get out. Bronny James, like 6'2". He will get bodied in the NBA by a lot of players. But the fact that we don't know where he's going to go and at the same time go, yeah, he's probably going to go in the first round. Again, it is a terrible draft. He will get drafted, and let's see where he goes. The one thing LeBron James isn't going to get his way with is Tyronn Lue looks like he's going to be the NBA's highest paid head coach staying with the Los Angeles Clippers. So we'll find out who fits with the Los Angeles Lakers. And also, LeBron James will opt out of his contract here for the Los Angeles Lakers, but he will re-sign with the Lakers at more money. The question is going to be, though, is his son going to be with him, or is his son not going to be with him here? I don't know. Like, I strong convictions either way on that. Not necessarily for me. He's going to get drafted. We know it. Should he just go to the Lakers and the Lakers waste the second-round draft pick? Because, again, but here's the issue. We're not really wasting draft picks when you think about in the NBA. Like, outside of the lottery, the NBA doesn't care about first-round draft picks and or second-rounders. You see some trades go down with, like, 5 second-round picks just thrown into the mix, knowing that those will never amount to much, if anything, in the future. So the fact that if the Lakers did let LeBron or Bronny James go into the second round and then draft him, nobody's going to bat an eye because chances are you would hear a player that you never heard of and probably never will hear of again. That's just the way it is, and that LeBron James' name is going to carry the day here. Bronny James will find a home. Who knows how good Bronny James is going to be, but if it keeps the father happy, that's just the way it's going to be. Quick update here on Major League Baseball. Game has ended the first of the day, which was the first end of the doubleheader between Detroit and Pittsburgh. That's a shutout victory for the Tigers, 8-0 over Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh going to counter in game number two with their ace, Tarik Skubal, in game number one for Detroit. Really good. And now we'll see if Paul Skenes can match that in game number two, set to be first pitch at 4:10 p.m. Eastern. St. Louis holds a 3-0 lead over the Cincinnati Reds. That's the bottom of the sixth inning. I already have a Gorman RBI in the door. I'm just now waiting for Lars Nootbaar there. But once again, Bo Bichette, Brent Rooker, Jose Ramirez, David Fry, Aaron Judge, and J.D. Martinez are left on my card for right now. Any other updates? Maybe I'll post them on Twitter so we can have a party. But other games out there, Arizona and Texas, no score as we wait to get into the bottom of the second inning. And as you know, one game starting in the 3 o'clock hour Eastern, that's Philadelphia and San Francisco, followed by three games at 4:10 p.m. Dodgers Mets, Marlins Padres, Pittsburgh Pirates, and Detroit Tigers in game number two of their doubleheader. That'll do it for the day. Tomorrow, okay, Dubs will be back. So we have a full house, an NBA game, a lot more hot topics for JP behind the wheels of steel. Donnie writes out on the solo miss you. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Moneyline. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.